wenn simen khofei sihei ye haben bahana khosam when 1% tfilin, so he should think the reason of the hanachas tfilin is shetzivonu akadosh baruch hu loniach arba parshiyos elu. The reason we are putting on these dalet parshiyos sheyesh behem yichud shemoi. In these dalet parshiyos, it mentions Yichud Shemoi, that the Rabbeinu Shlom is one, Ein Oid Milvadoi, V'Yitzias Mitzray. And it also mentions in these Dalet Parshiyos Yitzias Mitzray. And therefore, V'Lazroya, so that's what it says in the Parshiyos. Now these Dalet Parshiyos is putting Al Hazroya on his muscle, Keneged Haleiv, which is opposite his heart, Bal Haroish Keneged HaMoyach, and he puts it on his head, opposite the Moyach. And the purpose of putting the tefillin in these two Mekoyim is, Kedei Shenizker, we should remember Nisim V'Niflois Sha'oseimono. We should remember the Nisim and the Flois that Rabbi Shlom did with us, remembering that's Keneged HaMoyach. Shehem Moirim, now these Nisim that occurred B'Shas Yetzias Mitzrayim, Shehem Moirim, they show us Al Yichudoi, that Rabbi Shlom is one, he's the only one. That means there is no one that can do Keneged his Rotzen. V'asher loy hakoyach v'memsholo bo'yoynim uvatachtoynim lasis behem kirtzoynei. And he is capable of doing wherever, bo'yoynim utachtoynim, whatever he wants to do. So that means he's wearing the parshis which speak about these two in Yonim, about Achdus Hashem, Shema Yisrael Hashem Echot, and also these parshas speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and in Yetzias Mitzrayim we witness this. Whatever the Rabbeinu Shlom said was going to occur, occurred, and there was no koyach that could prevent him from doing what he said he's going to do. So this is what we had witnessed in Yetzias Mitzrayim. So now the Yishabit LaKodesh Bohu HaNishome Shehi B'Moich, then he's Mishabit to the Rebbeinu Shlom, his Nishome, which is over the Moyach. V'gam HaLeiv, the Leiv Shu'ikar HaTayva Yisvam HaChasholik. The Leiv is the Mokim of the Ritzoynes of the person. That means the Leiv is the mokim of the whatever rotzen the person wants to do. He has different rotzenes. So he's putting it keneged the leiv l'shabrit b'zeh. That means I can have whatever rotzen I want, but I want to be mishabrit my rotzen to do rotzen Hashem. And he puts it keneged ha-moyech that he should remember this, these yediyah. So there's the yediyah and the rotzen. And that's the accomplishment of the Tefillin Shel Yad and the Tefillin Shel Rosh. Ubezeh Yizkor HaBoreh, and through this remember the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, V'yamit HaNo'osav, and he'll minimize his anois, he'll minimize his anois through this anocha. This is the accomplishment of the anocha's Tefillin. Fine. V'yoniach shel yad tchile, he should put on first the tefillin shel yad. V'yivorech lehoniach tefillin, he should make a bracha v'oniach. And the shitas ha-machabe is v'achakach yoniach shel roish. And then he puts on the shel roish. V'lo yivorech kim bracha achas l'shtayim. So the machabe holds the bracha v'oniach is to put on, there's a mitzvah to put on tefillin on myself, and the mitzvah is to put it on in two places, to be kosher to the yad, and to be kosher to the yad, and to be kosher to the yad, and to be kosher to the yad, this akshira to two places in the body of the person, and the loniach is going, doing these two kshiras, and the loniach is going on both of them. That is the shita samachaba. We make one bracha loniach, and it goes sai on the shel yad and sai on the shel rosh. This is the shita samachaba. V'yesh oimrim others hold levorich al shel rosh al mitzvah tefillin. But no, you make two brachas. You make, before you put on the shel yad, you make lehoniach tefillin. Before you put on the shel rosh, you make al mitzvah tefillin. And these two brachas are said, afilu lehipsik beintime, afilu you did not speak out between the hanocha shel yad and the hanocha shel rosh, you have to make two brachas. So we have here a machloikis, the Mechaber and the Ramah. So the Mechaber says you make one bracha lohaniach, and the lohaniach goes on the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh. And the rosh says, no, you make two brachas. Lohaniach is on the tefillin shel yad. And we will see later, the lohaniach goes also on the tefillin shel rosh. That means lohaniach goes, I'm putting the tefillin shel yad v'shel rosh, so the lich goes on both, and after when I put on the rosh, so this is the gemar of the mitzvah, so I'm making out, so the tchilas ha-mitzvah is the hanocha of both of them, and after I have both tefillin on me, so the, that is already the gemar of the mitzvah, which is two chalokim, then I make our mitzvah tefillin, that is the b'chaim poshet ha-minik b'vnei Ashkenaz. Shemavochim shtei brachas, we make two brachas. Yes, the Sfardim make one. And there are times when the Ashkenazim should also make one. Let me just tell you two times. Well, one time I'll tell you a poshetet. The Mishnah Berurah says later, that what is the din? Like this, we are not mafsik between, by shachas, between Gol Yisrael. Gol Yisrael is the gemar of Birchas Krishme, and Gol is the gemar of Birchas Krishme, and then we make, and then we start Shemen Asrei, Shem Shvosai Tichta. So the halacha is, the halacha is that you're not allowed to be mafsik between Gol Yisroel and Shemayin Esrei. You have to be Seimech Gula L'Tfilin. Fine, that's the deal. What is if a person did not have Tfilin? The whole time it was late, he didn't know, he said Krishna without Tfilin. As soon as it said, Baruch HaTashem Gol Yisroel, someone comes over to him and gives him Tfilin. So now we are here, there's an Indian, B'davke to daven Shemayin Esrei with tefillin. So even though you're not allowed to be mafsik ben gula l'tefillin, but this is very important to daven with tefillin. So you put on tefillin and you make one bracha. So here the Mishnah Berurah says, listen, the Mechaber says you always make one bracha. Here it's between gula and tefillin, you should also make one bracha. That's one case. I'll tell you a second case that we do like the Mechaber. There are chiluke days, and we'll come to this later. There are chiluke days, let us say, a person is wearing tefillin. A person is wearing tefillin, and he goes out to the Beis HaKiseh. So the din is that it matters where he goes to. If he goes to a place that there's a urinal, he can't make gedolah there, then he doesn't have to make any bracha whatsoever. He puts back the tefillin on without any bracha. If he goes to a mokim that it's possible, lasiyas tzrocha, he can make gedolim there, he's not allowed to wear tefillin there. So when he comes back, he has to make a bracha. But there the Piskei Tshuvos brings down, don't make two brachas. There's also chiluki days with that. So you're making a bracha, make lohaniach, and that's it. So, be'etzim, we hold also the lohaniach, we'll see later, the Laniach goes on the Shel Rosh also, but we hold afterwards you should make our mitzvah. That's what we hold, the Mechaba holds. You only make Laniach, Baal Kaponim. So that are these 2 days. Now, let us just finish the Ramah, and then we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Now, so the Ramah says, we make 2 brachas, we make our mitzvahs tefillah. So now, let us just think for 1 minute. According to the Mechaber, there's no need to make our mitzvahs tefillah. No need. It's a bracha levatola. According to the Ramah, there's an Indian 2 brachas by the Gemara Mitzvah, you make our mitzvah. So we, Me'ikar HaDin, we pass in like the Ramah, those are Minigaskas, we make our mitzvah. But since there's a Shitas HaMechaber that says it's a bracha levatola, I mean, the Mechaber is like that. So when one makes a bracha levatola, one says afterwards, Bol Shem Kavoy. So we say Bol Shem Kavoy afterwards, that there shouldn't be any pickpock in our bracha al kaponim. After it was a bracha levatol, we say Bor Shem. We'll talk about this when we get to hear the Mishnah Berurah. But so that's what the Ramah said. Say blame atomid acha bracha shniya Bor Shem kavay machus eloy lavod. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah as if kot mitzvo. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. Yechavein b'hanochosom. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, Kosav Habach, B'simin Ches, Tam Loze, B'dasi, V'hoyo, L'cho, L'oiz, Al Yodcho, L'manti, Eteres, Hashem, B'ficho, Ki B'yod Chazok, Etziyacho, Hashem, Mitzrayim, Yoyre, Ki Ika, Mitzve, Ki Yuma, Tluyo, B'kavone, Shiechavin, B'shas, Ki Yuma, Mitzve. Now let us just elaborate for 1 minute. There is a cloud. By all mitzvahs tzriches kavonah. Mitzvahs tzriches kavonah means that before one does the mitzvah, one has to be mechaber. The reason I am doing this, because the Rebbeinu Shlom wanted that I should do this. So one, before he does it, why am I doing this? I'm doing this. The Rebbeinu Shlom said I should do this mitzvah. Now, let's just say a bad example, just let's say, a person is Rosh Hashanah, and a person passes by a shul, and he hears the blowing shofar, the blowing shofar. Now, he'll hear the tkiyas if he thinks about it. If he doesn't think about it, he'll hear the tkiyas. He heard the tkiyas outside the shul. But if he doesn't think of anything, he hears the tkiyas, but he's not listening to be Mekayim Mitzvah Hashem. So he heard beautiful tkiyas, but it wasn't a kind of mitzvah. Because before you do the mitzvah, you have to think, I'm doing this because the Rebbeinu Shlom said that I one should blow shofar, that is a cloud by all mitzvahs. Mitzvahs tzriches kavod. Mitzvahs tzriches kavod. And let us just say another case. Let's say a person is saying, a person is a cipher, and he's checking over Parshias, and he says Shema Yisrael, and he's reading the words. He wants to see if the Parshias were written properly. And he says Shema Yisrael, but he didn't think that he's doing it to Mekayim Mitzvahs Krishmas. It wasn't Mekayim. So it means by all mitzvahs is a cloud. Before you do the mitzvah, you have to think, the reason I'm doing this, I want to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Krishmas. That is Mitzvahs Krishmas Kabbalah. Now, there are certain mitzvahs, and let's mention 3 mitzvahs, that there is another kavone which is necessary. There's another mitzvah that he should think the reason why the Rabbeinu Shalom told us to do the mitzvah. Now, there are mitzvahs like this. Let us just go, a person will open up the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch says by all mitzvahs, he tries to give reasons the way he understands the reason for the mitzvah. Fine. In the Akdom, he says, if this is the reason, I can't guarantee you. If this is the only reason, I can't guarantee you. But he tried to understand what is the reason of this mitzvah. Fine. A person learns the chinuch, he sees this reason. Gevaldik, he should apply the reasoning to the Sefer HaMitzvah. gewaltig. There are three mitzvahs that the Torah specifically said the reason for the mitzvah. Let us just talk about sukkah. The sukkah says, Shimas Yomim, you should sit in the sukkah. Leman Yedu, why should you sit in the sukkah? Man Yedu, there is a saying, Kibi sukkah, say Shabbos, may so, the Tioisa may have its mitzvah. So the prophet said, you know why you should sit? You should remember that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam put you with sukkahs, with an army covered, whatever the truth. So here the Torah gave us the reason. Why did the Torah give us the reason? We have the same thing. Ure'isem oisa is a chartam is called mitzvah Hashem. Ure'isem oisa, you should look at the tzitzis. Why should you look what was the chartam is called mitzvah Hashem? By looking at the tzitzis, you should remind yourself of all the mitzvahs. Again, here the Torah gave a reason why one should look at the tzitzis, a reason. And by tefillin also it says, Kibiyot chazok et tziyach Hashem et Mitzrayim, Leman, it's also a reason. So by these three mitzvahs, the Bach holds that besides the normale kavonah, of mitzvahs, tzrichas, kavonah, by these three mitzvahs, one has to think the reason that the Torah gave for the mitzvah. That's by these three mitzvahs. The Torah wrote it. There's a Mordika Bikura Yaakov, and the Mishnah doesn't pass like the Bikura Yaakov. The Bikura Yaakov says, if the Torah says you have to think of the reason, if you don't think of the reason, you're not making the mitzvah. Ashrek. We don't paskin like the Bikura Yaakov. We paskin, it's lachatchila, I mean, I tell you, you should do it. If you didn't do it, you were makayim the mitzvah. If it's called a mediocre kiyam, it's not a mediocre kiyam, but it's a kiyam al-kapon. But al-kaponim, by these three mitzvahs, there is a yisrain chiyu to think of the reason of the mitzvah. Why did Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I should put on tzitzit. And they should put on tefillin. So therefore, the Mechaber says, Yechaven banochoson, when you put on tefillin, you should think, Shetzivona kodesh bochanich abba parshish elu, because in these parshas it speaks about Achdus Hashem, it speaks about Yetzias Mitzrayim, but these parshas show us that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the balabos of the whole Bria, and this is the kavone that one should hear when he puts on tefillin. So that's why the Mechaber wrote this down. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Kosev abach b'simen ches tam loze, b'dixi voy lochol yesh hayot, v'matki yitesh v'shem b'dir, k'yot b'chazok yoyre. So if you look at the posuk erlech, ki ika ha-mitzvah v'kiyum et pluye b'kavone sh'yichaven b'shaskiyam ha-mitzvah. The ika mitzvah is you should think, when you do the mitzvah, what is the reason that Rabbeinu Shel Olam that I should do the mitzvah? The cost of Aprim Megotem, the Mikor Mokim. V'diyevet afilu im loikim in rak l'shei mitzvah b'vad yotzo. The only thought l'shei mitzvah, v'diyevet is yotzo, but l'chatchile, he should think of the reason. L'aniach arba parshis. So the mitzvah is, the Rabbeinu said, you should put David parshis, and the Zroya and on the Rosh, you should put the Dalet Parshis. V'yesh noigi machmaze likrois arba parshis lachanochatzu. Others hold that it is proper, or it is a hiddur, to say over the Dalet Parshis that you put on your hand and head. Hainu kaddish v'yiki v'yacho. That's right after the Anachatzu and says in the Siddur. The Tzurim the Rabbeinu Tam, those who were Tzurim the Rabbeinu Tam, you may call it, Kol Arba Parshis. Minig Yofi, it's a good minig, it's a good thing to do. It's a minig, it says. By the Parshis of Rabbeinu Tam, I don't hear them in the Parshis of Rabbeinu Tam, it's a good minig, it's a good minig. It's no, the whole thing is a minig. V'yesh noigim, afilu by our Parshis, it's a minig. Not a chiyuv, it's a minig. Yesh noyegim likreis arba parshis. Agav uche, let us just mention, agav uche, the their chilukei deis, one puts on tefillin Tisha B'Av by mincha. He didn't wear tefillin, just to put on by mincha. So now, Tisha B'Av is a very interesting zman. Tisha B'Av is also b'lim v'dat Torah. Kol ayoy, not al Torah, it's also b'lim v'dat Torah. So Mamele, the Shaila is, so now we have over here, a person puts on tefillin by mincha, and there's a minik toiv to say the Dalet Parshiyas. There's an Issa to learn, and you have to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. It's also the limb of that Torah. So how do we juggle this problem? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Chas v'Shalom, it's also the limb of that Torah is also. Don't say Shema, don't say Bo'im Shemoya. Don't say Kaddish, where you give Yacha. Zoi state the Mishnah Berurah. There are others, Chassidim, and others hold. You should say the Dalet Parsha. It's a mimic, so it's a mimic, so it's part of the Tulin. So I just saw, Mamish, tonight, I saw that Fiki Beginim says, a Mordik Ezach, which is Mordik Negei Tisha B'Av. He brings Amachloikis, if a person learns Krishna without Tulin, so it's Amachloikis in the Gemara, that's the wrong thing to do. He did the wrong thing. But how wrong is it? So there's Amachloikis Amoroi. One Amoroi says, is Ki'ilu Meyin Eidi Shekabas, when we hear this, that means you're saying, Kshaltam Lois Al Yadecha, but I'm not doing it. So it's an avla. That means I'm learning Krishna and I'm saying the Kshaltam Lois Al Yadecha, but that's what you say, that's the word I'm saying, but it doesn't go further. I'm not putting up. So it's an avla. So the Fika beginning says, so I was Mekayim Mitzvah Krishna, I did an avla. That means for the Mitzvah Krishna, I'll get my scar, and for doing this avla, I'll get my Gehenna. I will kaponim. I was Mekayim Mitzvah Krishna. This is one Mandi Yama. Another Mandi Yama says, Ki'ilu Hikriv Korban B'loi Minchiv. It's just like he was makriv a korban, but he did not do it for shleimus. So the second man, the Yoma, says, he wasn't the kind of mitzvahs krishma b'shleimus. Mitzvahs krishma should be said with tefillin. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, what's the difference between these two pshatim if I should now lean over krishma with tefillin? According to the first pshat, I did an avla. I was Makai Mitzvahs Krishma. I did a Navla Kiva made Eidi Sheker Ba'atzma. I did a Navla. But now, whatever was done is done, and it's done and over with. According to the second pshat, you weren't Makai Mitzvahs Krishma properly. Kilu Hikrib Zavach V'loi Minchim. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, so you should, now you got to hold up Tulin, laying over Krishma, because you never were Makai Mitzvahs Krishma properly. So the Fikim Meginim says, in Tisha B'Av, you learn Krishma Shachris without Tulim, so learn Akaponim Krishma, the first of Pashas with Tulim. This is me, I wasn't Yoitz to Krishma, he says. That's Akaponim, that's the thing. Okay. Now the Mechaba says, first you put on Yinich Shayatchil, Abivorech Laniach Tulim, and then he makes a brochem. Before you tighten the tefillin, that means the tefillin are on your muscle already. I'm holding the ritzuah, and I'm about to tighten it to start to wrap it around my hand. So before you tighten it, you're holding the ritzuah in your hand, then you make the brochem. That's right, 100%. That means the asiyah is the hiduk, and so when I'll start being mahadikit, then that's the key of my mitzvah. So oivel asiyosim, you make the bracha before, 100%. Tfilin alamed bedogish. The lamed is bedogish. So between you and me, when I saw this mishnah, I didn't understand klar what's the nafka meaning. The lamed is the dogish, and I'm not so bucky in hilchos tefillin. No, tefillin. The tefillin, the word tefillin is lamed bedogish. Lamed bedogish. So I think you begin and bring it down. Kaponim for people who don't know what the inyan of a dogish and a lamed is, that it's like there's two lameds over there. So tefillin. It's like there's two lamets. That's the mile of the dogish. Tzil lin. Two lamets. Al mitzvah mepatach tachas avov. Not mitzvahis, shuloshin yochid. Vayayme b'choylum shuloshin rabim. Shalvay nitzke nebroch ezukim letzilin shalvay shbobat. Amay shizboy b'simen chavov. Kei nechi yavay v'choyne. V'say al mitzvah. V'toyim loyma. Now the Gemara says, and we'll speak about this, elaborate a little, and it's preferable, the minute you said our mitzvah tefillin, and you were mahadik, the tefillin shalosh, say, Baruch Shem Kibay. Mishum chash safik bracha levatola. Because maybe there is no need to say our mitzvah tefillin. According to the Mechaber, the laniach patters everything. So the al mitzvah tefillin is a bracha levatola. Yeah, mishumshat shofet bracha levatola. Mishukosu besimen reishva. V'loyishahu sofik gomu. It's not a real sofik. Im kein ech yivorech mi sofik bracha levatola. I mean, it's not a real sofik bracha because you don't play Russian roulette by sofik bracha levatola. I mean, sofik bracha levatola is a daraisa. Oh! I'll do it. Now, that's Russian roulette. So it's really not a real Savik bracha levatola. When I make the bracha on mitzvah tefillin, the Ramah says I should do this, and the Ramah did it, and the Rosh did it, and the Ramah says I should do it. So I'm doing it. I have a Ramah that's telling me to make our mitzvah tefillin. That's the Shittus of Ramah. That's the Shittus. What? Not when you we shas the gemar before you mahadik, but al kaponim there's two steps. That's the gemar. So it's not a real bracha levatola because the gemar says we pass in shadut. You can eich yivoch yisav in bracha levatola veyismach Hashem ebor Hashem kavod malchus elavod. Ela the nand bnei Ashkenaz svir alon la halacha kedas rabbeinu tam. We hold la halacha that. You have to make two brachas. No bracha levatola. We'll go and when it comes to Lamad, there'll be any problems with this bracha. We'll just call over the Ramah and bring it us and finish. No. Well, so the Baruch Shem is really not necessary. Now you're talking. Rak le rab chede milsa le yetzel says, lo hoitzi atmeinu mi stay kol pitbuk. That means if we'll ever meet up with the Beis Yosef, I said, Bov Shem Kavoy, al kaponim, it's not a real suffix bracha levatola, me iker adin, I rely that it's not a bracha levatola, but al kaponim. Now, this is very important. The Yisrael Ma'oit, Shaloyloy Mabol Shem Rak Achashi Yahadnika Shalosh Aloy Shekaloy. You should be very careful that don't say the Bor Shem Kavoid right away before you're Mahadik, because then you made a Borchel Abatol, because I said a mitzvah tefillin. So now it's oidol atiyosim not to be mamsik between the bracha and the hittus. And before I was a mahadik, I thought, Bor Shem Kavoyim Achusay, Shaino Shemayim. Know what you just did now? By saying Bor Shem Kavoyim, you made the bracha levatola. Now you have to make the bracha over again because you're mamsik between the bracha and the hittus. So chas v'shalom, don't do this. We wanted you to be a hiddur, but you're doing this and you're making mamashat shakilku. So first you make the bracha mitzvah tefillin, and then you're mahadik, finish, and then you're saying, אם לכן יהבס בן הברוכה להלוכה, ויברוכה זו לבטולה בוודאי, וצריך להחזיר לברוכה, אם אתה מכגן לנו ברוכה, ואילם נכשול עם זה, ואילם נכשול עם זה. Now, I'd like to mention two ha'orim. One ha'orim, so let us... The Iker Adin, we hold you should make a mitzvah too, and it's not a bracha levatola. But yesterday's we make afterwards bol shem kavoy. Now let's think about such a scenario. I said a mitzvah too, I tightened it, and now this ain't kodesh, kodesh, kodesh. Now what should I do now? I came late. I'm waiting for the second minute. So kaponim the shat says kodesh, the kodesh the shat says omen yehesh me rabba. Now, what should I do now? Should I say Bol Shem Kavod? Or should I say Kodesh, Kodesh? What should I do now? So, between you and me, so let's try to analyze this. Mikra Din, I was Mekayim the Mitzvah ready. This whole thing is only Hidda Ba'alva. Now I'm a Chir, I'm finished already. I made the two brachas, and he's saying Kodesh, Mommy say Kodesh. Saying Bol Kavod, about Kavod. And if I'll both quite be a little better to understand, so I can't say both shame to buy my husband on board, so the Rav Chaim Kanievsky and Shailus Rav and Rafiki Meginim both passed him answer Kodesh. Answer because Meikir Adin, it's a broche and finish. Answer, and then still say both shame to buy. You can still say both shame to buy. That's very good. One halacha. A second halacha, someone asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Amir Nikikasha. What did the Ramah say? The Ramah says, that means like this. Let's according to the Machaba, let's talk about the Shittas HaMachaba. The Shittas HaMachaba is that if everything goes good, I say, Baruch Hashem, Laniach Tzulun, the Niach goes on the Tzulun Shoyah, the Tzulun Shorosh, and Shalom HaYisrael. According to the Masada, you make one bracha. What is the din if I was mafsik between the Shoyah, between, I said Laniach, and then I asked someone, I was mafsik. So then, according to the Masada, you have to make a mitzvah to it. So according to the Mechaber, if you were mafsik between the Tzul and Shal Yad and the Tzul and Shal Rosh, so then you have to make a mitzvah. So if you weren't mafsik, so then you don't have to make a mitzvah. So one more time. If I'm mafsik, I'm mechuyev to make a mitzvah. So if I wasn't mafsik, there's an issue to make a mitzvah. So Rish passes everything. So someone asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky on Meir Nikikash. Says, now like this. We like the Ramah. Fine. We like the Ramah. So I put on Laniach. Then I put on the Tzulun Shel Rosh. I start as Ramah says, Baruch Ato Hashem. So now if the Beis Yosef would be here, the Beis Yosef would tell me, you are mafsik. You're mafsik. You shouldn't say Baruch Ato Hashem. But I said it. So the minute I was mafsik, I'm a chuyim not to say al mitzvah tzun according to the mechaber also. So don't say it's a brachel of atala, because according to the Beis Yosef, I also have to say it. It's a brachel shein etzricha, if I wouldn't open up my mouth, I would not have to say this brachel. But the minute I said, Baruch Ato Hashem, I started the new brachel, Mr. Lamar told me to do it. So still, according to the Machabeh, say further, you're mafsik already. So still, according to the Machabeh, it's not a bracha levatol anymore, because I have to say it now. So why didn't you say Bol Shem Kavod? That kash is someone asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, a very good kash, one contest, seven. Bol Kaponim, the kash is a Meridike kash. Okay, let's stop here. Yeah. No. La loch of we paskin like Rashi wasn't yet.